Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 19th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we share this message from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, on this very beautiful, unseasonably warm, once again, Tuesday morning. Today's message is titled, The Light Has Come. The scripture text is John 3, verse 19.
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil.
We have some beautiful Christmas light displays in our area, as I'm sure many readers and podcast listeners do. We have elaborate formal displays such as Candy Lane at Hershey. There are many homes, trees, and shrubbery intricately decorated. An entire farm, dairy farm, along Route 283, a four-lane highway, is lit up to look like a miniature Christmas village. We look forward to seeing it each time we drive to church in the evening hours. One of our favorite sights is seeing the Star of Bethlehem lit up on top of silos. You can see them from a long distance off as you get near the farm.
At Christmas, we also have all types of lights around our house. Well, I like to decorate, although I've scaled back now over the years. Besides the lighted Christmas tree, we have lighted wreaths, various lighted figurines, window candles, and many scented Christmas candles.
Light has long been a symbolic theme of the Christmas season, based upon scripture text. Yesterday's daily text read that life was the light of men regarding Christ's first appearance. Today's text states that light has come into the world.
A battle has long been raging and continues to do so, even more furiously, it seems. The Bible fundamentally teaches that, number one, the Almighty God is the creator, ruler, redeemer, and judge over the entire universe. Secondly, he has revealed his will for man through his word. And thirdly, he has established non-arbitrary laws governing the conduct of his creation.
By contrast, the secular humanist worldview that dominates in the world today fundamentally asserts that, first of all, God is merely a religious figment, or whatever one wants to believe, if anything. Secondly, that the Bible is, at best, just a collection of good stories, sometimes handy to make political points, but certainly not the rule of authority in our lives. And thirdly, that the rule of the Bible and its laws are merely arbitrary and subjective, requiring ongoing revision by the whims of man.
We see this ancient battle between these two opposing worldviews rising to a fevered pitch. Our world is in desperate need of true heaven-sent revival. The daily verse is so powerful and illuminating. Light has come into the world. The Greek has the definite article, the, before light, and this is rather significant. In the Gospel and Epistles of John, the light is Jesus Christ. In Christ's incarnation, indeed, the light came into the world.
But men loved darkness instead of light. Again, we have the definite article in the Greek prior to both light and darkness. In other words, reading, but men loved the darkness instead of the light. This is a matter-of-fact statement that explains much about human nature and conditions in our fallen world. Because we are created with the free will, many have chosen to walk in the darkness and reject the light of Jesus Christ.
We who live in the glorious light of Jesus Christ marvel that anyone would choose to be a companion of darkness, but they do, because their deeds are evil. The text continues, "Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." John 3:20. If they come into the light, they must deal with their evil deeds. They must confess and repent, as have all true children of God.
This season, as we celebrate the glorious birth of our Savior and Redeemer. May we truly love the light rather than the darkness. We no longer keep our sin, quote, under wrap, end quote, hidden in darkness, but we have exposed it by confessing it to Jesus. May we be among those who have believed the truth concerning Jesus Christ. John 3:21 states, "But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he has done has been done through God."
Let's pray together. Jesus, as I live by the truth of your radiant light, I am reminded again of the spiritual transformation that took place when you uprooted my human nature and replaced it with your divine nature. Now my roots grow deep into the light of your gospel, causing me to draw up nourishment from you so that I grow in faith, becoming strong and vigorous in this glorious new life. Thank you for canceling my sin debt when you were nailed to the cross on my behalf. I'm forever grateful that you came to seek me out and save me when I was lost in sin. I am so glad to be walking in the light of truth. Shine, Jesus, shine through me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing the prayer with us today, Brooksine, and joining me in this ministry. It's wonderful that as husband and wife, we've been married over 30 years right now. We met both preparing independently for ministry in Bible college in the early 70s in Springfield, Missouri. We married in 1976, and we've been in ministry together ever since. And it's just a real joy these last several years with such a close relationship with this Daily Encouragement Net ministry. We do have a couple of additional notes. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and I notice already the message was longer than usual today, so I won't belabor these points. So visit our site today. There are a couple of links to songs that relate to the message. We consider a musician that we appreciate very much from Great Britain named Graham Kendrick. And there's a song that I found on his website, pretty good size sample, that deals with this theme today of light. But while I was there, I also picked one of my favorite songs of his that has a full version that's recorded live, including some narration that is really beautiful and also has an incarnation theme. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We haven't had any snow yet this year in our parts. I always enjoy getting some snow pictures up. I customarily have been for some time now using photographs each day on the site. I do have a photograph, though, of a wreath, though, in front of our home. And kind of interesting, what I was able to do with some software is crop it in the shape of a cross. You may find that interesting. Again, it's on our website today, the 19th of December, 2006. Or if you're listening to our podcast any other day, just go to our website and use the previous message button and go back, or use the archives to the message for Tuesday, December 19th. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged in your walk with the Lord. And let Christ's light shine through you.